Welcome to Spell Slinging Sundays. We're your hosts, Bubba.
And the Bug.
This is a Magic the Gathering podcast for kids by kids, but it's okay if adults listen to it.
Today is Sunday. I haven't done this in a while. Today is Sunday, March 17th, 2023. And we just wanted to do a little sorry for being gone for so long. We have had some issues, we'll say, with the scheduling. And issues with being sick. So.
Exactly. So, yeah, so we chose our...
So there have been some sets that have come out since we took our little break. And today we're going to be talking about one of them, and that one is going to be the Lost Caverns of Ixalan.
Yay!
The dinosaur one.
Your favorite.
Yep.
Alright, Bugs, why don't you start off?
Alright. I'm going to start off with the Roaming Throne.
What does it do?
I'll get there. 4 colorless for a 4/4 artifact golem with ward 2. And when it enters, choose a creature type. And it becomes a creature of the chosen type in addition to its other types. If a triggered ability of another creature you control of the chosen type triggers, it triggers an additional time. So what that means is, basically, if you chose, like, dinosaurs, for example, and anything, they get triggered, like Polyraptor, per se, it would create that many plus one copies instead of just that many copies.
I hate Polyraptor. But yeah,
you hate everything.
It's pretty good card to get out for, you know, like those active cards that do crazy abilities and those things, like Polyraptor.
Yep.
So, my first card is Ogier Tag Deepest Foundation, which is a god for 2 white and 4 colorless. And it has vigilance. It's a 6, and it's a 6/6. 6/6. So, if one or more creature tokens would be created under your control, 3 times that many of tokens are created instead. So that means even more Polyraptors.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not going to add this to your deck.
I might. Who knows?
No, thank you. When Ogier Tag dies, return it to the battlefield tapped and transformed under its owner's control, which is going to be turned into Temple of Civilization. Well, it's tap to add 1 white, and tap 2 colorless and 1 white, and tap it to transform Temple of Civilization. Activate only when you attack with 3 or more creatures this turn, and only as a sorcery. So that means, if you have 3 creatures that attacked on that turn, then you can, like, on your, upkeep or something, you can, like, transform it back. Which is going to get you even more Polyraptors.
Okay. So, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be Galta, Stampede Tyrant.
Did you look at my list?
No.
Well, it's a crossover. Yay! Well, I have this card too, so I'll let you say what it is.
Okay. So, this card is pretty awesome, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's 5 and 3 green, which is a step down from how expensive it was before. The 10 and 2 green, as it was before. For the 12/12 Trampling Elder Dinosaur. When it enters the battlefield, put any number of creature cards from your hand onto the battlefield. That's a little strong.
Well, yeah, of course it is. It'd be even worse if it's in your dinosaur deck or in my soon worm deck. Because there will be a big bunch of worms. And it's the right color, too.
Yep.
So that'd be fun.
There are a bunch of fun possible combinations with this and green.
Yeah. So, well, Galza is pretty strong.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much like mid-game that it's really useful for.
What?
When you... Never mind. But still, Galza is pretty good.
Yeah. Galta is pretty good.
And it's way cheaper. Well, yeah. I mean, it isn't, though. Because it's 3 green and 5 colorless, whereas Galta Primal Hunger, you can just pay for 2 green if you have 10 power on the board.
Yeah.
So that means this one's more than Galta Primal Hunger.
No. Well, the other one costs 12.
Yeah, well... Alright, so my next card is Tishana's Tidebender. It is 2 colorless and a blue for a merfolk wizard, and it's flash, and it's a 3/2. When Tishana's Tidebender enters the battlefield, counter up to 1 target activated or triggered ability. If an ability is countered this way, that permanent loses all abilities as long as it's out, as long as Tishana's Tidebender remains on the battlefield. So, and it cannot do, like, mana abilities. So that means if you do that on a Planeswalker ability, then all of the Planeswalker's abilities are gone.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong, too.
Yeah.
Especially when you're playing against me, because I might have a lot of Planeswalkers.
Yeah, we know you like your Planeswalkers.
You know I like my Planeswalkers. Alright, but anyways, this card is pretty good. So, you can even play it on Galta and get rid of his ability. So, well, what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be... Ogier Axanil, Deepest Might.
Well, I also have that card too, so that's 2.
The red god.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the other ones.
That's... No, I was talking about the red one, not the green one.
So close! No.
This is a god for 2 and 2 red, and it's a 4/4 with trample. And if a red source you control would deal an amount of non-combat damage less than Ogier Axanil's power to an opponent, that source deals damage equal to Ogier Axanil's power instead. So if you do a little shock on somebody's face, then it's 4 or more, depending on how big he is.
I was looking at that card before, and I was like, and then I saw the Green Titan.
Whenever he dies, though, he returns to the battlefield tapped and transformed under his owner's control. And he is the Temple of Power. You can tap him to add a red, or two and a red and tap him to transform him. Activate only if red sources you control dealt 4 or more non-combat damage this turn, and only as a sorcery. So you'd have to do damage, non-combat red damage, equal to his power or more, his base power, order to get him back.
So that means, what was it? Is it, like, Was it Sanguine Bond that would go good with this? Because when a person loses life, you gain that life.
Well, yeah, that would go with it, but it doesn't help with the red part. The red part.
Maybe if you have a red and black commander, I don't...
It doesn't help with the part where you need it to be red.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. That was a pretty good card.
Yeah.
Especially. Is it tier... Inti... Sensation... Central of the Sun. That's a mouthful. It's a one colorless, one red for... Human Knight 2/2. Whenever you attack, you may discard a card. When you do, you may put a +1/+1 counter on a target attacking creature. It gains trample until end of turn. Whenever you discard one or more cards, exile the top card of your library. You may play that card until your next end step. And it's a 2/2. So that's pretty good. Because, well, if you have other big boy creatures that you're going to go send some stompy time, and you got trample on them, that's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Especially with my worms, but I can't have it in my worms. It has red. So, that one's pretty good. It can stomp some faces. What's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is gonna be the... Sorry. Not that one. Chimiel, the Inner Sun.
Well, I also have that card on my list.
Oh, the colorless one?
Yeah, 6 colorless.
Well, since I talked about the last one we crossed over on, I'll let you talk about this one.
I gotta find it buried in my list again.
Okay. No problem. So it's 6 colorless, and it says spells you cast can't be countered. So pretty simple to start. And it also says...
Alright, so I found it. It's what he said. And it's 6 colorless for a legendary artifact. Spells you control can't be countered. At the beginning of your end step, discover 5. And discover is a new mechanic.
No.
Or is it just a really old one?
It's one from the first Ixalan set.
Wow. Alright. Well, it's exile cards from the top of your library. Exile a non-land card with a mana value 5 or less. Cast it without paying its mana cost, or put it into your hand. Put the rest in the bottom in a random order. So that card's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, nope. Put that spell away. None of your creatures can get anything today. So that means none of that swords to plowshares or that stuff.
Yeah. That's kind of why I liked it.
My favorite card, the double duo thing, it's the tear and punch, something like that. Fist and tear, I don't remember. It's like punch and tear. Alright, well, anyways. We had a double crossover, which is fun, I guess.
So, yeah.
This probably is another one, so my next card is The Growing Rites of Itlamok. I would think that would be a crossover, but it's not. Okay. Well, it's a legendary enchantment for green and 2 colorless. When Growing Rites of Itlamok enters the battlefield, look at the top 4 cards of your library. You may reveal a creature card, from among them, put it into your hand. Put the rest in the bottom of your library in any order. At the beginning of your end step, if you control 4 or more creatures, transform Growing Rites of Itlamok. And it turns into Itlamok, Cradle of the Sun. And Bugs has that one.
I didn't cross over on this one.
No, I mean bugs, you have it in your deck.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Which is fun. So it's tap to add one green, or tap to add one green for each creature you control. That's good for my worm deck and any future decks that involve green mana.
Yeah.
Especially his dinosaur deck for his
Gulpa. It's good for just about any deck because it's Gaia's Cradle, just about.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, what's your next card, Bugs?
Alright. My next card is Resplendent Angel. 1 and 2 white for this angel that's a 3/3. With flying. At the beginning of each end step, if you gain 5 or more life this turn, create a 4/4 white angel creature token with flying and vigilance. 3 and 3 white, until end of turn, Resplendent Angel gets +2/+2, and gains lifelink. So, this can get buffed really expensively, but
yeah.
As long as you're gaining life, you can get more creatures out there, and this will lead to better things. Just get better.
Yeah, that's true. So, my next card deals 2 damage to each opponent, and you gain 2 life. It's a +1, Buritz.
Yeah.
But you may be out of luck if they have trample.
Yeah.
So, that's him.
Is going to be creature's base power, put a number of +1/+1 counters on that creature equal to the difference. So, how I read this.
Yeah.
What's your next card, Bubba?
That card reminds me of your Robo deck. Speaking of Robo, make sure you go check out Robo's deck tech that we've done before.
Yep.
So, yeah. It's all about cats. Alright, so my next card is the Hulking Raptor. It's 2 green and 2 colorless for a Ward 2/5/3. Dinosaur. Rawr. At the beginning of your pre-combat phase, add 2 green. So that means if you wanna... Yeah. So, what's your next card, Bugs?
My next card is going to be a special one. He's mythic.
Ooh.
And it's the Myco Tyrant. This guy is 1 a black and a green for a star elder fungus with trample. His power and toughness are equal to the number of creatures you control that are fungi and or sapperlings. So he can be your commander and just have a fungus sapperling tribal deck.
But you can have fungus dinosaurs if you find the right cards.
At the beginning of your end step, create X 1/1 black fungus creature tokens with this creature can't block, where X is the number of times you've descended this turn. And descend is a new mechanic, and when you descend each time, a permanent card is put into your graveyard from anywhere.
If you want, you know, like, you want greens or something like that.
Descent is a mechanic to where you're going down into the caves and looking at stuff. You get certain rewards and, yeah.
You could get a goblin, you could get gold, or you could die. Those are the 3 things.
So, that's that card. Now, that was our last card for this episode, and I know our return episodes are going to be a little... It may feel short, but we're still putting plenty of length in these episodes. And so, be sure to check out our Instagram. We need to get that started up again. At Spellslinging Sunday, as well as our Facebook at the same name. And our blog at www.spellslingingsunday@wordpress.com.
Come on, let me do that. It's my part.
Oh, looks like I got it today. And, be sure to comment, like, review our podcast. Let us know if there's anything that we need to work on. And we'll see you next week.
Or if we did anything wrong. Yeah.
Or if you wish we'd included a card.
Alright, well.
What do you think we'll do next week, Bubba?
I'm hoping that I can show you them my worm deck online.
Well, you gotta finish it first.
Way ahead of you. Well, see you next week.
Bye!